Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of History from the Back Pages. Excited to do some more movie reviews here on the podcast. I was out of the country for a few days. I went to Costa Rica with one of my best friends. We had an amazing time in Costa Rica, seeing the Starbucks coffee farm, going to Waterfall and Animal Sanctuary, and exploring the city of San Jose. Amazing weekend trip. I'd love to go back to Costa Rica or go to another country on vacation in the near future. I'm going to be reviewing three movies. Each is going to come out probably on Saturday, so back-to-back weeks. I watched all these movies on the airplane because we had four flights total, so I was able to watch three films. One from Atlanta to Costa Rica, going there. Then on the way home, one from Atlanta to Chicago, and one from Costa Rica to Atlanta. So four total movies. Three, excuse me. I'm just going to discuss them in order of remembrance. So the ones that I more enjoyed and able to remember longer, I'll save for last. But the ones that I might forget or it's going to slip, I need to review first. So I've chosen the one I'm going to discuss first for this special on History from Back Pages. The first movie is called The Kane Mutiny Court Martial, released in 2023. It's Lance Reddick and William Friedkin's last films ever. William Friedkin's best known for being the director of The Exorcist, and Lance Reddick's been in many different movies such as the John Wick franchise, The Wire, many more. Huge fan of Lance Reddick. He's an amazing actor. This was a made-for-TV movie on Showtime and Paramount Plus. It's based off the play, The Kane Mutiny, based off the book, The Kane Mutiny, and based off the movie, The Kane Mutiny. So it's based off three different levels of entertainment: play, movie, and novel. The novel was written by Herman Woke, and the 1954 movie starred a huge cast such as Humphrey Bogart, Jose Farrar, William McMurray, and Van Johnson. So that had a star-studded cast, the original 1954 movie. I was thinking of watching that film next to give a kind of a side-by-side comparison of the differences between them. Of course, that was a star-studded cast film, big-budget movie, whereas this one, low-budget film made for TV. So, of course, those are two main differences. But still, I want to discuss this one. It was free on the Delta entertainment system they had, the movies available. So I was like, sure, looked interesting. So the main plot of the film is that, and this is mostly based off the former source material, the novel, book, and play, movie. But there are changes, of course. The main change is that this takes place during the Persian Gulf War, whereas the original took place during World War II. Those people were drafted into the Navy, whereas these people were volunteers who joined the Navy. One of the things different is my guess, I've not read the novel or seen the movie yet. My guess is probably the sense of urgency is different. This one is not really anything going on per se. The main goal of the USS Kane warship is to disarm mines underwater. And there's not really any battles that they're discussing. Just mainly disarming mines. It sounds not that scary or not that difficult based on what they discuss. Of course, it could be far more dangerous, but they don't really talk about sense of urgency or fear. More just they're disarming minds, and that's really it. So the main characters in the movie are Lieutenant Commander Queeg, who's the commander of the USS Kane, played by Kiefer Sutherland. And Kiefer Sutherland must have got a big paycheck for this movie, or he had dreamed of being in a remake of the original 1954 movie. Because he was in the movie as the main character, who was kind of, at first, the one who was on defense, because he was someone who got mutinied. So the second in command committed a mutiny under his authority. But a lot of times he wasn't really in the movie, he was just in the back room out of picture. Then we had Lieutenant Greenwald, who's a defense attorney played by Jason Clark. This was similar to his role in Oppenheimer, when he was asking lots of questions and grilling, interrogating. He was in this as well, similar role. Then Jake Lacy is Lieutenant Merrick, the second in command who commits the mutiny. Then we have Maka Raymond, who's Lieutenant Commander Challey, who's the lead prosecutor. Those are the main characters. And then Lance Reddick also plays Captain Bakley, who's head judge. So the main plot is that Commander Queeg is portrayed as being weak, fearful, angry, committing acts of pure evil to the crew. They say that he does this act where instead of disarming a mine, he freaks out and takes them away from the mine. They mention all these acts that he committed. The thing I didn't like about the movie was that it was very cheaply made, is my guess, because there was not a single flashback scene or a single scene that took place in the whole movie. The whole entire movie is people talking in a courtroom, the whole movie. They never left the courtroom. So the whole hour and 45 minutes took place in a courtroom. And there are films that are successful like that. For example, The 12 Angry Men, which is one of my favorite movies, that was pretty much done in a courtroom. That was an amazing movie. Well-crafted, dynamic characters, fantastic writing. This one was not the same. It's kind of boring at times, just being in the courtroom with people blabbering on about acts and stories that I didn't know anything about. For example, towards the end of the movie, the guy who was committed the mutiny, Lieutenant Merrick, was talking about like the strawberry incident, the restroom incident, the beer incident. And I was like, what are these incidents? And then they ask him like, what incidents? Then he'd talk about it, but they would act like I should know all about these incidents. But I was not on the USS Kane. I have nothing to do with the USS Kane. So how would I know about these incidents? And when they're actually dissected, they sound pretty stupid. And they weren't that like worthy of Lieutenant or Commander Queeg being removed from the military, relieved of command. They weren't enough. So pretty much at first, Lieutenant Merrick is accused of committing mutiny of treason. He'll be removed from the Navy. But then it turns into Commander Queeg being on trial, so to speak, that he really is this incompetent, fearful captain who needs to be relieved immediately of command of the USS Kane. So back and forth between those two parts, the prosecutor has her evidence and the defense attorney has his evidence. So going back and forth with documents, testimony from different characters, such as a doctor, such as another Navy commander, people giving their expertise, info. Is Lieutenant Queeg mentally unstable, which they try to portray him as like mentally insane, and he has too many disabilities that must mean he has to be removed from command. Lieutenant Merrick is kind of the all-American guy who's kind of boring, boring character, boring accent, boring story, but he's the kind of guy you'll forget in less than 5 minutes. And they try to portray him as the good boy, the hero, that he was able to remove Commander Queeg due to his incompetence and him be the new commander of USS Kane, and everyone loved Lieutenant Merrick because he had the guts to do such an act. But overall, the movie's real plot was revealed, and of the characters, I would say the best performances by far were Jason Clark, who's Lieutenant Greenwald, defense attorney. He was excellent as defense attorney in this movie. When he was on the screen talking, I wanted to listen and tune into the movie. But when Lieutenant Commander Queeg was talking, I was kind of zoning out. And when Lieutenant Merrick, the all-good American guy, was talking, I was almost sleeping because he was boring. He was the one who kept blabbering on about these acts I had no idea about. And then Maka Raymond, who played the Lieutenant Commander Challey, she's also excellent as lead prosecutor. So frankly, the only characters who were interesting acting was successful in large roles were the defense attorney and lead prosecutor. The rest were boring. And Lance Reddick as Captain Book, who the head judge, was fine. He's always a good actor. He's fine. He didn't really have a huge role. It's more just asking questions, probing for more info. It's like, can we get more info on this? Can you discuss a little bit more about this? He was fine. But Jake Lacy as Lieutenant Merrick gets an F in my book. He stunk. And Kiefer Sutherland as the commander was fine. Just, at points he got really angry, which was interesting. At times he'd explode. So he was okay. I'd say his performance was fine. Just the one who stunk was the main character the whole movie is based on. So overall, there's revealed there was a whole entire coup, a plot by this evil man who was barely in the movie. I don't think he even was in the movie. Until like the last 5 minutes of the movie, and they're like, this was the main villain of the movie. The whole entire scheme for this coup, this mutiny, was created by this villain. And I was like, what? What villain? And they revealed him and tried to act like he was weaved in the movie, which he was. They discussed parts of him. He was part of the vessel, but when they revealed it, kind of was out of nowhere. So overall, I know the book's well-beloved and the movie is well-beloved as well. The King Mutiny. This movie just was a flop, in my opinion. It's a TV movie. I didn't really enjoy it. I'm hoping that the movie from 1954 is far better. I'm definitely going to watch it and see the differences between them, and if that one gets an A and this one gets an F. This is definitely not an F movie. I would just say it's eh. Would I watch it again? No. Would I remember it in 5 minutes? Probably not. That's why I wanted to review it fast. But just overall, the premise could have had potential, but copying out with only talking in the courtroom was a big mistake. And the choosing Jake Lacy as the main character was a big mistake. His character is boring. I know it's based on the original character from all the rest of the source material, so they had to use that character, but just maybe written better in this film and different actor would have been more successful. It had a great cast, just wasn't utilized correctly. So that's the King Mutiny court-martial. Overall, if you've seen it, feel free to comment on History from Back Pages. If not, I don't think you're missing anything really. So thank you. Have a good rest of your week.